something from the Stipler and Simon Dalet and Masechtas Beyer, which is very sadistic and essential to understand the basics of the Perek. So the Stipler says as follows: Be'emes yeshnei suge mukze hamuchulokim betaimon. There are two inyanim of mukze. The vadai kol davar she'enei muchan, everything which is not muchan, that means was not oimit to be used in Shabbos or in Yom Tov, havi mukze bein l'Rab Yehuda bein l'Rab Shimon. We'll explain soon the machloikis of Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon. But he says this is a davar muskim, that anything that yisod was not oimit to be used in Shabbos cannot be used in Shabbos. According to everyone, Elo shenechleku Rab Yehuda veRab Shimon manikra einei muchan. What is considered something that was not muchan, was not oimed to be used on Shabbos? Now he gives an example. Daha begreigres utzmukim de dachinu beyadayim moide Rab Shimon dave mukze. Greges of Tzmukim is speaking about that a person went, let's say he took grapes, and he went and put it on the roof, they should dry up, and by putting it there, there's a matziv that they become unedible, until they dry up completely, and then they become raisins. So if a person put grapes on the roof before Shabbos, so we see from his actions that he doesn't intend to eat these grapes, because he's doing a pu'ula that is making them unedible. They're going to become unedible. There's a possibility that they might become edible in Seif Shabbos, but that doesn't mean anything. Since he did a pu'ula to make it unedible, so we say that even though if something happens and they became edible, they're still edible, that's not called muchan. That was not oimit to be eaten. The Shabbos, so b'meila, so that is not permitted to be eaten on Shabbos according to Rav Shimon. V'chein peiris ha'asurim ba'achila midiraisa. You have peiris which are not permitted to be eaten. Avi mukze gam l'Rav Shimon. That's if they were also ba'achila, so they weren't oimit to be eaten. So it's mukze according to Rav Shimon. V'loi hiter Rab Shimon elo b'yoyshev u'metzape k'demrinon b'beye daflamid d'ze choshev muchan l'Rab Shimon. Now let us just say what he's speaking about. Let's speak about two cases. We'll understand a little bit what he's saying so far. There's a gemara that let's say a person had a behemoth. And if you ask this person, Erev Shabbos, what do you plan to do with this behemoth? Well, eventually he'll shecht it. Then in Shabbos, the behemoth dies. So that plan is forgotten about. But now it's a broche that the behemoth died in Shabbos, and he has a lot of dogs, which would enjoy, would have a gewaldig einig Shabbos by eating up this behemoth now, the meat of the behemoth. So the shaila is, was this oimet to be used on Shabbos for dog food? Now there's a svar in the Gemara, if the behemoth was not too healthy erev Shabbos, there was a possibility it might die. So Rav Shimon holds you allowed to give it to the dogs on Shabbos. Why? Because there was a possibility that the behemoth might die, so already that's called, it was muchan, it was oimet to be used as dog food. As dog food. How strong this possibility is, what the percentages are, it's not negay, but there is a possibility that he was aware of that the behemoth might die. So Rav Shimon holds that's not called mukze. That is called, it was muchen for dog food. Rav Yehuda holds that it's also. And it's not mucha. So we have here a bachleikis tanoim. Well, let us speak about another machloikis tanoim. Another machloikis of these two tanoim. A person was madlik, he kindled, he has a wick, that's burning on oil, and he was madlik the nail before Shabbos. Now, what happens if the flame burnt out and there's some oil left? Is he permitted to use the oil? Sometimes the oil doesn't burn out completely. So that's also a machlekes Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon says that he's permitted to use the oil after the flame burns out, because also that's called muchan. He knew it's possible that it won't burn out completely. So he had intentions to use this oil if it'll burn out. That's called mina muchan. Rab Yehuda says it's also. It's not called mina muchan. Now we hear from Amachleikis Tanoim, is this called Muchan, is this not called Muchan? So the Taitla explains as follows. The Yesoid Machlekusam Hu, the Machleikis is, B'dobar Shaloi Heichinoi Behedye. We're speaking about something that there was no Beferishe Hachone, that means he didn't prepare, he didn't say he has intentions to use the Shemen. He didn't say he has intentions to use the animal for dog food. There was no beferish achone. He didn't know bechlau if the behemoth will die and if the nail will be extinguished before all the shemen is consumed. There was no beferish achone. V'gam loydochoi behedye. But also he did not do a maise to show he has no intentions of using it. There was no positive achone. And there was no negative tchiye. Is this called muchan or not muchan? Was this oimet to be used on Shabbos? Or is it not considered oimet to be used on Shabbos? Izeh choshuv bilti muchan? Is this considered that it's not muchan? The vadai shemen shebener loy hichine mamish. He didn't prepare the shemen to be used in Shabbos. Shrei lahadlokin osnoi. He put the shemen into the nair, into the receptacle, it should burn. But he also did not do a pu'ula to show he's not interested in using the shemen, given the iketzade ishtamshus itichove neiroi. Since there's a possibility that the flame might become extinguished, so we have here shemen, which if we'll ask him, does he intend to use it on Shabbos, or doesn't he intend to use it on Shabbos? So the answer will be, well, he didn't have a beferish, he didn't have a positive kavanah to use it, but again, there wasn't a negative triyat that he had intentions, that he has no intentions to use it. Or another mashal, tamri de iske, a person has tomorrow. Now, what are these tamarim oimid for? The oimid to sell. That's his business. He has a fruit store. He has intentions to sell them. Now, if he's going to sell them, so he doesn't have intentions to eat them. Now, oichim come Shabbos. Now, he would very much like to give the oichim these tamarim, so he won't sell them. Are these mukta or aren't they mukta? So we have here again the same machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rab Shimon holds a not mukta. Yeah, I didn't have a fairish intention to eat it, but in back of my mind, I knew there's a possibility. I might have to come to eat it. I might eat it. So this alone, since there wasn't a beferish dochi biyadaim, he didn't do a pu'ula to show that he won't eat it. It's not oimet to be eaten, but there's still a possibility that it might be eaten. So that possibility, according to Rab Shimon, makes it muchan. So that's called, this also makes it muchan to be eaten on Shabbos. According to Rab Shimon. According to Rab Yehuda, it is not called muchan. Because since it's oimet to be sold, it's not called muchan. Rab Yehuda loichoshev muchan, something that's miyuchid to be used, that's called minamuchim. Or mistam it will be used. But something which most probably it won't be used for Shabbos, that is not called min hamucha. Now let's go a little further. The yisoid din zeh de ene mucham have mukse. Now this din, that something that is not mucham, that's not oimit to be used on Shabbos, is mukse and one is not permitted to use it. As machinon rabonon akro de vehichinu es asher yaviyu. The Pasuk says, by the parasha of Mon, that whatever will be eaten Shabbos should be prepared Erev Shabbos. That means that Suda Shabbos has to be oimed to be eaten from Erev Shabbos already. The Pasuk could be in Yisod Min HaTorah speaking about something else, but the Rabbonim were masmech the din of Muktzeh to this Pasuk. So now we have a posik that something which was oimed to be eaten, oimed to be used on Shabbos, that is permitted to be used on Shabbos. Something which was not oimed to be used, that means he had no intentions whatsoever to use it, so that cannot be used on Shabbos, that is not permitted to be eaten on Shabbos. These two extremes, everyone is moided. We have a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, if it is not meyuchet to be eaten, but he wasn't doiche it that he shouldn't be eaten, is this called mucham? Is this considered mucham? Is this not considered mucham? So that is a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds that is sufficient, since there's a possibility. He was aware of the possibility it might be used, so that's called mucham. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, since he wasn't meyached et beferish, since he wasn't meichen et beferish, it is not called mucha. Now this halacha is a halacha in using and eating macholim. That means v'hoya b'yom hashishi v'heichinu, you can only eat on Shabbos what was oimed to be eaten erev Shabbos. And we have a machlokes, what makes it oimed? That is one inyan of muktzeh. Now there's another inyan of muktzeh, that muktzeh is also betiltel. One is not, the first inyan we're speaking about usage, eating, sitting on, deriving benefit from. One is only permitted in Shabbos to eat and to derive benefit from something which was muchen may erev Shabbos. That is one facet of Hilchis Muktzeh. Now there's another chelik in Hilchis Muktzeh, tiltol Muktzeh. Tiltol Muktzeh is one permitted to move a davar shel Muktzeh. Now the din of tiltol Muktzeh has no shaychis directly with the first din. Indirectly there can be a tremendous shaychis, but directly there's no shaychis. This is a different halacha, that Chazal asked to be metaltal something which is not an oichel and not a keli. Chazal asked that. So there's an isa tiltal. They asked it for different reasons. For there's a multitude of reasons. Let's not go into the reasons now. But Chazal asked to be metaltal something which is not an oichel and which is not a keli. And this in Yesod has nothing to do with the din mucham. For example, let's just give a marshal. A person, this is according to one shitas harishayim, but we'll get a picture, hopefully. Let's say a person wants to use a stone as a doorstop. He wants to use a stone as a doorstop. So he thinks, Erev Shabbos, this is a nice stone. I'm going to use this stone as a doorstop for this Shabbos. Next Shabbos? Next Shabbos I'm not going to be so batlonish. I'm going to get a real doorstop. This Shabbos I don't have. For this Shabbos I'll use it. So there's a shitas harishayim that it's muktzeh. It's eitzim babonim. It's not a keli. It is not an oichel. You're not allowed to move it. But I thought I'm going to use it. I thought, prepare, I'm going to use it. Here, this has nothing to do with muchan. Here there's a new din. This adin one is only permitted to be metaltal, oichlim, and kalim. This is not an oichel, this is not a kalim. Now, according to other rishonim, if I think I'm making this as a doorstop, this will be my doorstop, not only for this Shabbos, this will be the doorstop. So it becomes the keli. His yichud makes it a keli. So now he's permitted to be metalpud. This is now a keli. This is not a stone anymore. But al kaponim, we see this is a dip. This din in yisod is nothing to the is not connected to the din of achone. Hachone is one is not permitted to eat or to use, according to other Rishonim, something which was not muchan miboidyoim. That's a din achone. And then, and that's a iser achile and iser shimush. And then there's another din, there's an iser tiltul. The iser tiltul is one is not permitted to move something which is not an oichel and not a keili. And that's that there's a muktzah of tiltul and there's a muktzah of achila. Now, when things hopefully will get more clear as we go into the sugya, but achsachmir, it's very important to understand this as a hakdoma to the sugya. Now let's start the Mishnah. Beye sheneuda beyontev, a beye that there was a tanagelis that was matel a beye in yontev. Beishamai oimrim te ochil, that this beye is permitted to be eaten. Ubisil oimrim loise ochil, it's not permitted to be eaten. And Rashi says, loise ochil boy bayoim, bigmore meforish taimer, why one is not permitted to eat this beye. A second machloik is between Beishamai and Beisil. Beishamai oimrim se'er bekezayis bechomets bekekaiseves. We know there's an Isra of Bal Yiroh, Bal Yemotzei. One is not permitted to possess Sa'ir in his Rishus Pesach. He's not permitted to possess Chometz in his Rishus Pesach. So Beis Shammai says that the Shir of Sa'ir for Bal Yiroh is B'Kezayis. If a person possesses a Kezayis of Sa'ir, L'maise, he's over Bal Yiroh. By Chometz, he's not over by a kezayis, only if it's the size of a kesevis, of a date, tamla. Ubeisil aloimrim zev o zev kezayis. No, soir and chometz have the same aloche, that one is not permitted to possess min ha-teira a kezayis of chometz. What does Rashi say? Soir bekezayis. So Rashi had a psakasha that this second aloha, we'll see a third aloha, is no shaykhis whatsoever that the first aloha. So how does this come into the Mishnah? Soir b'kizai, so Rashi says, Mishum dahani tlas mili, avi mikulei beishamei umeichumrei beishilu gabiyontet. These three alohas are unique. Usually beishilu were the mekilim, and Beis Shammai were the Machmirim. Here you have a case, in these three cases, Beis Shammai is the Mekel and Beis Hillel is the Machmir. So you have three cases which is not normal, that means, and all of them are cases in Hilchis Yontif. So therefore, the Tana brought these three cases together. Just let's see the second Tosfos, Soir b'kezayis, lo shayach hochim midi, it doesn't belong in Masechtas Beyah, elamaisi kan tlas mili gabi yontev, these are three yontev de kishayles, the Beis Hillel lechumre, u Beis Shammai lekula. Beis Shammai is meiko. There's a kasha I saw in the Birchas Avrom, the Chassam Sofer also asked the kasha, this is not a yontev de kishayles. For example, you're not permitted to possess chometz erev Pesach after Chatzos. You're not permitted to possess chometz chalamoy. It's not yontif. The first halacha we'll see, the last halacha is hilchis yontif. This chometz dikishayla is not, it's a Pesach dikishayla. It's nageya, if you're allowed to possess it. But it's not a yontif dikishayla. So to put all three together, because there are three cases in hilchis yontif where Beis Shammai is the mekel, Beis Hillel is the machmel. So the yes, this is not hilchis yontif. This is, the second case is hilchis chometz amatzah, but it's not hilchis yontif. It's not nageya yontif. It's nageya erev Pesach. It's nageya chalamoy. Some Sefer wants to say, could be that it's Negeya Hilchis Yontif also. For example, he brings, it's Negeya, this is a Teretz according to the Shita Samogun Avro. What is the din if a person found Chometz in his Rishus,
the first day Pesach. Let's say he wasn't mevatel the chometz. Now he has chometz. He finds chometz in his rishus the first day Pesach. So the Magen Avraham says that you go and cover it, and you don't touch it. You just cover it with a keli, and moitzoi yom tov rishon you'll burn it. Why are you not permitted to burn it in yom tov? There'd be many reasons. I'm Reva Bal Yerod, there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu, there's a svar of Mitoich, there'd be many svaras to be matter to burn it in Yomtev. So the Magen Avraham says, because we paskin, according to the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam, Hamashe Chometz Amanas Levaroi is Eina Oiva. The Rabbeinu Tam Shita in Masechtas Pesachim is that if a person has Chometz, he's not burning it, but the reason he's not, his intention's later to burn it. He'll burn it later. So, the lava by Yiroz, the lava nitikla essay, so he's permitted to hold the chametz with intentions later to burn it. So therefore it's not called a tzairich yontif. You found chametz the first day yontif. Can hold it till that night, and then you'll burn it, and you won't over anything. Sukta Magen Avraham, so what will be the halach if he found it the seventh day yontif? So here, he doesn't have an eitzah. If we'll wait till after yontif, that's not called masha chometz amanas levaroi, because there's no mitzvah of tashbisa after yontif. So the Magen Avraham says, then we should burn it in yontif. If he found chometz the seventh day yontif, he has to burn it in yontif. Zuktach sam sefer. So now, what will be if a person will find a kizayis of chometz the seventh day yontif? Is he permitted to burn it? Or is he not permitted to burn it? So it depends. According to Beis Shammai, he's not permitted to burn it. Because Chometz Bekesebes, he's not over Bal Yeroh. So it's a Chotzi Shir. So then he's not permitted to burn it. According to Beis Hillel, he's Mechuyev to burn it and permitted to burn it. So the Chasam Sofer wants to say, so this Machloikis of in Chometz, if it's Bekesebes, Bekesayis, is lemaisa negeya hilchis yontif. Not only negeya hilchis chometz. If negeya hilchis yontif, are you permitted to burn it? Yes or no? According to Beis Shammai, you're not permitted to burn it. So this is hilchis yontif. So memela, that's why it was brought in this Mishnah. A third halacha, which is also not too much negeya to the first halacha of the Mishnah, but it's a halacha in hilchis yontif. Hashoichet chaya va'oif b'yontif. If a person shechs the chaya va'oif in yontif, now there's a mitzvah of kisa yadam. Now there's a problem, how does one make kisa yadam if he hadn't prepared offal before yontif? Is b'shamay oimrim yachper b'deker b'yechase. So we'll see later, in the sugya, that the Mishnah Beishamai means as follows. If a person, Erev Yontif, he did not prepare offal. What he did do, he took a shovel, and he stuck the shovel into the earth. Erev Yontif. Now, he comes to ask a shayla, to Bezdin in Yontif, listen, I want a shech achaye v'oif. And they ask him, now what's going to be with Kisi Adam? So he says, well, Erev Yontov, I stuck in a shovel in the earth, and I'll take out the shovel. Whatever dirt comes with it, I'll use that for Kisi Adam. There are many problems in this. Al Koponim, Beis Shammai hold that this is permissible. That means, we'll tell him, Oimrim, we tell him, you're allowed to shecht, and yachber b'deka b'yachas, and you can permit it to pull out the shovel, and whatever dirt comes along with the pulling out the shovel, you use v'kisi yadam. U'beisil l'oimrim lo yishchoit. We tell him, you want a shecht? I'm very sorry. You're not allowed to shecht, even though you did this erev yontif, you went and you stuck the shovel into the earth. That is not sufficient. We won't be matter you in yontif that you should shecht, and you'll take out the shovel, and with that you'll be mechase the dam. We're not matter this. Lo yishchoit. Ela im kein hoye lo yofa muchen mi boydyon. If you prepared offer erev yontif, you are meyached this offer, you intend to use it, so this offer is not mukze. So then you're allowed to shecht. So there's no problem. You're allowed to shecht in yontiv. There's no mukze di kishayla. This offer was prepared erev yontiv for kisi adam. Then you're allowed to do it. Umaydim, but beis hillel is maide she'im shochat. What happens if the shayla was asked in a different oifim? He didn't ask bezin should he shecht. He asked too many shayles to get into problems. So he went and shechted already. Now he comes to bezin. He says, you know, I have a problem. I shechted already. Now there's a mitzvah derais of kisi adam. I stuck in a shovel in the earth, erev yontif. Do you permit me to take out the shovel to make kisi adam? Or maybe I won't be mekayim mitzvahs kisi. So the shayla was presented in a different oifen in Gansen. Now there's a chiv of kisi adam on him. So then the halacha is, Shim shochat, if he shechted already, sheyachbe bedeker v'yechasa. Then he's permitted to take out the shovel, which was stuck in Erev Yontiv, and the earth that comes along with the shovel, he should be mechasa the dam. Then there's one more halacha, she'efa kire muchanhu, that means the ashes which are in a kire, in a stove. That means a person had burnt wood in a stove erev yomtev and it became ashes. Those ashes are not mukze. Those ashes are mucha. Let us see what Rashi says. She'efer, no, before yachper bedek afila balas. This is a shovel. Umaydim shim shochat. But if he had shechted already, could the meforish time a big more? She'yesh loy deker note mi ba'oid yoim. They're speaking about that the shovel was stuck in Erev Yontif. Sheifa kira muchanu bigmore boy, my comma, the more is going to ask what the Mishnah is saying. So we had a few halachas here, and with Al-Kaponim we know they were put together because they are unique, that the three Hilchis Yontif, which Beis Shammai is Mekel, and Beis Hillel is Machmel. Now before we see the Gemara, let us see the first Tosfos. And the first Tosfos is going on the first halach of the Mishneh. Habeye shenilda beyontev, beshamei oimrim te'ochel. It's permitted to be eaten. That means it is not mukze. It's permitted to be eaten, it's not mukze. Ubeisilul oimrim loy se'ochel. It is not permitted to be eaten. So it seems it is mukze. Let us see Taisus. Beye shenel de beyonte beshame oimim tayochel besir oimim loy seyochel. Veim toima. So Taisus asks, amai loy tone oisrin umatir. Why did he use the terminology, you're allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to eat it? Say, beshamai says it's muta and beisilu says it's osa. And we'll see Taisul bring raya, this is the terminology which is normally used. Maybe say the word oisrim means it. It's always osa. It's osa. She never can never read it. And that's not true. Here the whole shah is only on lakash loisriyochel boy bayoy. Only the yontif you're not allowed to eat. Permitted to eat it the next day. Therefore he used a loshin that means loiteyochel, you shouldn't eat it, means today you shouldn't eat it. Say ainoi. So he says that's not true. That's not the tenets. There it's speaking about that a egg hatched in Yontif, and the chick came out of the egg. So it's also a machlokes, are you permitted to eat it? You're not permitted to eat it. So there, it doesn't say te'ochel loy se'ochel. It says efroyach shenoylad b'yontif also, and there's a tana that's matter. So we see the terminology. When we're speaking about a davar mukta, we don't say teyoche, loy seyoche. We say osa remuta. V'haynu b'yoymoy. And there also, it's only negeya the day of yontif. So you see, osa also means for the same day. V'oyd amrina. And that case brings a second case. Moysel shemen shebener. This case we had spoken about before. A person lit a flame erev Shabbos in the receptacle,
and there was a wick burning from oil. And then later, the flame became extinguished, and is left over oil. Now this is Shabbos, is left over oil in this receptacle. Maisa shemen shebenea. There's shemen that is left over in the receptacle. Am I allowed to use the shemen? Yes or no? Rabbi Yehuda oisa. Rabbi Yehuda says you're not allowed to use the shemen. Vahainu and Rabbi Shimon is matir. So again, we're speaking about, it's only negeya Shabbos. It's only negeya one day. And there, the Tana says, oisa and matir. Rabbi Yehuda oisa. Vahainu davke boisa yayoy. So Memele, so Tosfos is asking Akasha. That means we see when the Tana speaks about inyoni mukze, the terminology that is used is asa or muta, and asa muta means for this day. So why, when it came bayish and neilda biyonta, we start using a different terminology? Day yochel, it can be eaten. Loisa yochel, it should not be eaten. Why did the Tana change his lashon? So now Tosfos is going to say a big shtick teira. V'yeshloima. The havetani oisrim umatirim. If it would have said this lotion, oisrim umatirim, that beisilul asos, beishama yizmata, hoyisi oima, shema shematirim habeya hainu litaltal. That what beishama was mata, he says you're allowed to move the beya. Avol ba'achile asure. But you're not allowed to eat the beya. V'ahochi amrina lekamon. So Tosfos says, I would say that by achila it is osa, and tiltal it is muta according to Beis Shammai, according to Beis Hillel, afilo tiltal is also osa. Now Tosfos wants to explain that how do you split the hair? Is this beya mukze or is it not mukze? If it's mukze, So why are you allowed to be metaltal according to Beis Shammai? And if it's not mukze, so why aren't you allowed to eat it? So Tosfos says, no, we see it splits. Bahochi amrinen lekamon, gabi nochi echot shehebi dogim lifnei Rabban Gamliel. Now the story over there was that a guy came yontif to Rabban Gamliel, and they brought him fish, the covered yontif. Now there's a shaila, when did he catch these fish? Did he catch these fish in Yontif? Then you're not allowed to eat them. They were caught erev Yontif, you're allowed to eat them. What the guy says is lemal lemoyrit. But these fish were brought in front of Rabban Gamliel. The Omar, so Rabban Gamliel said of these fish, mutarim hein, elo she'ein ritzoini lekabel heimenu. It's mutar, but I won't be mekabel it from him. So that the lashon is very unclear. Umasik, so the Gemara says, "My mutarim letaltol." You're allowed to be metaltol the fish. Avul ba'achila asurim, but you're not allowed to eat the fish. So Tosfos says. So we see from that Gemara, are these fish mukze? Yes or no? So it matters. Legabi achila, they're considered mukze. Legabi tiltol, they're not considered mukze. So Tosfos says, a teretz to the kasha. That means the Tana want to tell you a chiddush in Beis Hillel. If Beis Hillel would say the beya is muta, so I'd be machma. I say muta. Maybe muta means you're allowed to move it, but you're not allowed to eat it. So that's why the Tana is coming to tell us that it's teochel. You're allowed to eat it also. Now, let's just try to explain for 1 minute how do we understand this phenomenon that it is. That it's not mukze legabi tiltul, and it is mukze legabi achila. We had mentioned before that there are two inyonim. There's an inyon of min hamuchan. That means one is permitted to eat in Shabbos something that was oimed to be eaten erev Shabbos. Something that was oimed to be eaten Erev Shabbos, from Erev Shabbos, that is only permitted to be eaten in Shabbos. It was muchen mi Erev Shabbos to be eaten in Shabbos. Now let's talk about these fish. Were these fish oimed to be eaten in Yontif? He bought them in Yontif. What matters when they were caught? If they were caught the Erev Shabbos, they were oimed to be eaten in Yontif. They weren't caught, they weren't oimed to be eaten. Al Kaponim, these fish, I don't know if it's Mukhan or not. I don't know if it's Mukhan. So am I permitted to eat it? I don't know if it's Mukhan. I'm not permitted to eat it. So the Mela, it's also Bachila. Now let's talk about this Bayah. We don't know yet the reason for the bayah, but let us say for some reason the bayah is mukta. It's not, you're not allowed to eat it. It's mukta the bayah. I'm not allowed to eat it. Now let's, so forget, it's not called min hamukhan. It wasn't oimed to be eaten on yontif, so it's not called min hamukhan. So therefore, the bayah would be also ba'achila, just like the dogim are also ba'achila. Now let's Claire Ashaila, is one permitted to be metaltal the bayah? Now, we just mentioned before, the din tiltal is a different halach in Ganzen. If something has a shame oichel, or a keli, you're allowed to be metaltal. If it's not an oichel, and not a keli, you're not allowed to be metaltal. Now, let's look at an oichel that is not permitted to be eaten. We have here a very interesting case. We have here dogim, which it's an oichel, it's food. People eat it, goyim eat it, animals eat it, it's food. But I'm not permitted to eat it. Is this considered a oichel? So if it's an oichel, I'm allowed to move it. I'm not allowed to eat it, but it's not eitzid vavonim. Chazal said one is only permitted to move keilim v'oichlim. Well, this is an oichel, it's an oichel. Or maybe not. Maybe since you're not allowed to eat it, so that's not oichel. So it's oichel. This is something that that means it's considered like it's not edible. You're not allowed to eat it, so it's not an oichel. It's equivalent to eitzim v'avonim. So it could be that this is pshat in what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos found the Gemara. Rabbi Gamliel said that you're not allowed to eat it, but you're permitted to be metaltal. So Tosfos says, if our Mishnah would say Osir and Mutter, I would make a tremendous mistake. I would think that everyone holds it's Mukze, not allowed to eat it, to disbey it. Everyone holds it's Osir to eat, whatever the reason might be. But the Machloikis, Beishame and Beisilla is a different Machloikis, but are you allowed to be Metaltalit? This is a new Shaila, which in Yesod is a Machloikis, the Magen Avraham and the Yamshel Shleime. Well, let's not go into that. But this is a new shaila that is one permitted to be metaltal something which is be'etzim an oichel, but lemais is not permitted to be eaten. Does it have a shame oichel? It doesn't have a shame oichel. So Tosfos says if it would only say in the Mishnah be'shamay matirim u'be'silul oisrim, I would say that everyone holds it's not permitted to be eaten, and the machloikis is, does an iser achile make it ois oichel, and that is the svara of Beisilul oisrim, and Beishamai holds that an iser achile doesn't make it ois oichel, so Beishamai matirim, Beisilul oisrim, but to eat it, everyone holds you're not permitted to eat it. So therefore, in order that I shouldn't make such a mistake, so the Tana said explicitly, Beishamai oimrim te'ochel. Beishamai said you're permitted to eat it. So the Tana is coming to tell us that it's min hamukhan. You're allowed to eat it. It's not mukze. So that's why the Tana here had to specify te'ochel. Bim taima. So now Tosfos just threw in a yediyah that osa mutter can mean iser tiltul, heter tiltul, and teyochel means heter achile and iser achile. So if that is the case, so Tosfos says, so now I'm going to make a fakelta mistake. Bim taima, le beisilul da omri loy seyochel. So beisilul said, you're not allowed to eat it. So fakel, it seems only achile is also. I just said that there's a difference between achila and tiltul. That's what I just said. So if it says iser and heter, I could think it's only a heter and tiltul, but achila is also.
So now this works the other way around also. If it says Sayochel and Loi Sayochel, so Sayochel means it's mutar afilu to eat, koskin to be metaltel, and Loi Sayochel means it's not permitted to eat, but tiltel is mutar. If that is the case, Vim Toimel le Beisilu, the Omri Loi Sayochel, Avol le Taltel Shori. But it comes that one is permitted to be metaltel. Vakaimulon, so that's not true. The af letaltel also. The Gemara says later that this bayish and nil the beyond to be not allowed to move it. It's muktzel legabi totel also. So now I'm in hot water. Lechach perish ri de nokat ki holishne de stam beye lachi lekaime. So now the Maram says as follows. That Tosfos now has charota from this whole shtick Torah. And Taisva says, we have no right to differentiate between achila and tiltel. If you're not allowed to eat it, you're not allowed to be metaltelist. There's no lumdis that you're not allowed to eat it, but you're permitted. Tiltel and achila go hand in hand. If you're allowed to eat it, so it's not mukze. If you're not allowed to eat it, so it is mukze. There's no difference. So why didn't he say osa muta? He says, because the stam beyel achila kaim, it's aimed to be eaten, so this is used, let's say, shemen. Shemen is not only used for to be eaten, you can use shemen for other things also. You can use it for siche, some emela, so there, it said, maisa shemen shemene osa muta. An egg is used only for achila, so he says, te yochel, loy se yochel. So according to the second teretz, Taisvus holds there's no difference between achil and tiltul. Now the third teretz is as follows. The noked lebeishamai teyochel, mishum demashme achil vitiltul. Teyochel includes everything. Dein achila beloi tiltul. You can't eat something without moving it. So beishamai says, teyochel means you're permitted to be metaltul and you're permitted to eat it. And that's really pshat and loy seyochel. The teyochel that you said you're allowed to be metaltel and to eat it, loy seyochel. Not allowed to be metaltel, you're not allowed to eat it. Why? They should have been more explicit. Elahagav the nokti beishamai teyochel, nokti inu loy seyochel. But they didn't want to say such an explicit loshen of loy seyochel v'loy metaltel, because they wanted to say the loshen of Beishamai. But by repeating the loshen of the Beishamai, they also gave us their message, because the teyochel of Beishamai is tiltel plus achila. So Beisilu is saying loy seyochel, whatever you amount, we say that is also. So we're asking Yisod tiltel and achila. Now let's see the Gemara. So now the Gemara asks, well, now we're going to try to figure out the reason of this halach. It says that Abaye came out, Shenilda B'yontif, came out in Yontif. So there's a machloikis. You're permitted to eat it, you're not permitted to eat it. So the Gemara asks, Ileime b'tanegoylis ho'imedes la'achila. Now, the two, we have to remember one thing. We're speaking about Yontif, and Yontif Shechita is Mutter. Yilat Teshecht and Bizman Chazal, I mean, they all Shecht. There's no refrigeration, so, if you wanted meat covered Yontif, you Shechted in Yontif. There are two types of chickens. There are chicken that's Oymed L'Achila. It's Oymed to be eaten. And there's a chicken that's Oymed L'Gad L'Bey. That means it's that he has no intentions of eating it. It's aimed to be matel bayim. So what kind of a chicken was matel this egg? But my askina. Ileime betalne goyles ha'imedes lachila. If we're speaking about a chicken that was aimed to be eaten, that means this chicken is on the list. Mestame, this will be geshachten this yant. If he had intentions to share, it's aimed lachila, so it's aimed to be eaten. Mai tamayu de beis hilul, oichlo de afresu. It is an oichel that separated itself from an oichel. Now, before we go further, this is a difficult gemara. I'd like to be magdim at Taisvus Rid, and then we'll understand a little bit
what the Gemara is saying. There's a svara. We had mentioned before that according to everyone, one is only permitted to eat on Yom Tov, to eat on Shabbos, something which was muchon mibo'oidyon. There was oimet to be eaten. How much it has to be oimet, that's a machloikas Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, but it has to be oimet to be eaten. Now, let's forget about the chicken a minute, let's talk about the egg. Let's talk about the egg. Let's say if this Tanagoilis was matal abeya in Yontif. Was this egg oimet to be eaten on Yontif? Was this Tanagoilis oimet to give out an egg on Yontif? So the Taisvis Rit says that there's no pattern when a chicken gives out an egg. So Mamela, if we'll come over to the Bala Tanagoilis and we say yesterday, are you saying that you can have an egg from this chicken on Yom Tov? I haven't the faintest idea. Who knows? I'll give an egg. I won't give an egg. So this egg that was born on Yom Tov, this egg is called Einai Min HaMuchon. It wasn't aimed to be eaten. That means he had no intentions to eat the egg. He didn't know it would be an egg. So there was no intentions whatsoever. All the things we were speaking about before, we were speaking about a person had a behemoth and the behemoth died, so he knew he had a behemoth, so he knew he has a potential dog, he owns potential dog food. So it was, according to Rab Shimon, that's called, it was Aymet, that it's also called Aymet to be used on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, that, because he was aware of this potential. But over here, who knows, do I have a neck? Don't I have a neck? Who knows that the Tadagos will be matal abei? So the Taisvus Rit says that be'emison, a egg is a dover hanoilot. That means it's something that came in this world on Yontif. It wasn't around before Yontif. So it's not min hamuchan. So since it's not min hamuchan, so l'chayru, we understand the Mishnah very well. Ayeshanel the Beyontif. So we understand Beis Hillel very well. It wasn't Mucham. We have to figure out Beis Shammai. So why was Beis Shammai Mata? So the Gemara says, before we jump to conclusions, we have to figure out one more thing. What kind of a chicken are we speaking about? Now, if we're speaking about a chicken that's oimet to be eaten, it's oimet to be geschochten, so now, let's just think for one second. This chicken, you'll ask him, does he have intentions, does he know about eggs? He doesn't know about eggs. But what is on the menu for Yontif? But this chicken is going to eat Yontif. This chicken is oimidli shochet, so this chicken is going to eat Yontif. So he was meichen, that's for sure, this chicken. Now that's going to be the first food that we're going to shech this chicken for Yontif. Now, this chicken had an egg inside of it already. It was matled the egg, so the egg was already inside the chicken. So the Gemara is asking, if you'll be done out the egg alone, he didn't know if there'll be an egg or if there won't be an egg, so we cannot consider the egg out egg, it was mina muchan. Forget, the egg wasn't muchan. But let's consider the egg as part of the chicken. The chicken he had intentions to eat. Now in the chicken there's an egg there, and he had intentions to eat the chicken and whatever is in the chicken. That he had intentions. So therefore the egg should be considered minamuchon as a chelik of the chicken. This is a chelik of the chicken, and the chicken he had intentions to eat. So the Gemara asks, so why is the egg loilod? The egg should not be considered muktzeh because the egg as a part of the chicken was oimet to be eaten, because the chicken was oimet to be eaten. That is, let's see again the Gemara's kasha. Bamaya skinon, what kind of a chicken are we speaking about? Ilayme betan the goyles oimedes lachila. If we're speaking about a chicken that was oimet to be eaten, my tamayu de Beis Hillel. So why did Beis Hillel say that the egg is also uchle da afrisu? So the egg is a oichel, that separated from the chicken. That means the egg was part of the chicken, which was oimed to be eaten. Now it just came out of the chicken. But this egg was oimed to be eaten as part of the chicken. So that what it separated itself from the chicken doesn't make it mukzeh, since the egg was mukhan, miboyed yom, to be eaten as part of the chicken. Let us just see the lashon of Taisus, and then we'll see Rashi. Uchle di afresu, perish. Oichel hanifrad min ha-oichel. The egg is an oichel that separated itself from another oichel. Who? The habeya shen noilda, the beya which was noilad in yontif, nifrada hi min ha-tadagoylus. This separated itself from the tadagoylus. The iboy shochet lo, if he wanted, he could shecht the chicken. The ochil kol shebigavo. So everything which is in the chicken was oimed to be eaten. So the egg in the chicken is a shame mucham. It's an oichel. So now that it separated itself from this chicken, so memela all of a sudden will become noilet, it'll become ois mucham. This is an oichel which was mucham mibayim to be eaten, and now before the shechit it came out. So Lamaisa, so what is the svara of Beis Hillel? Let us see Rashi. Ha'oimedis l'achila, for speaking about a tarnegoilis, that's oimed l'achila, she'ena mukze, which is not mukze, so the egg also shouldn't be mukze, oichla da'afris, oichel she'nifrad, an oichel that separated itself, v'chaveire b'menoches, Chiburei oichlim kemande mifrasi domi, oichlim which are attached as kilu, they're separated. V'chem b'shchitas chulin. So that is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara is asking if we are speaking about a tarnegoilis, that's oimed la'achile. So memele, so the egg in, when it was in the tarnegoilis, it was muchan lachil, so it's an oichel. So memele, so if the it was noilet biyontiv, there's no reason why one should not be permitted to eat it. So what is the svara of Beis Hillel? Elo betanigoyles oimedes legadol beyim. Oh, so now we're going to start talking. So speaking about a tanigoyles, which is oimedes legadol beyim. So that means this tanigoyles is not aimed to be eaten. He won't check this tanigoyles. It gives out beyim. So the tanigoyles is not aimed to be eaten. So memele, so now what happens? All of a sudden a beyim came. We mentioned before, from the Taisvus Rit, he wasn't expecting the Beyer. He had no guarantee that a Beyer would come on Yontif. A Tanagelis is unpredictable. So Memele, so this wasn't Minamucha. So now we understand already Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel, that means that the chicken wasn't aimed to be eaten, and the chicken wasn't aimed to be eaten, and the egg, he didn't have no knowledge whatsoever that there'll be an egg in Yontif, so the egg wasn't minamuchan, so memele. So now an egg, the egg came out in Yontif, was neilet be Yontif, so now we understand Beis Hillel, so it's muktzeh, it's not minamuchan, not allowed to eat it. Ele betanigoyles oimedes legadol beyim. So Beis Hillel we understand beautifully. My tamayu de beisha my muktzeh. So it's mukze. So if it's mukze, so how are you allowed to eat the egg? So the Gemara says, umay kushe, what's the kashe? Dilme beishamai leslohu mukze. Maybe beishamai doesn't hold of mukze. Now, what does this mean? Now, we've mentioned before in the beginning, now this loshen is a very misleading loshen. We mentioned before from the stipler, there's a machlokes, Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda. Rab Shimon holds the what is needed to make it muchon, how much das you need. The machlokes, Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda. Rab Yehuda holds you need a positive das to use it in order to make it be a muchon. And Rab Shimon holds that as long as there's a possibility it might be used, that's also called mina muchon. Now, we had mentioned before a machloikas beishamei, Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda, tamri de iski. What tamri de iski? A person has tamarim to sell. What are they oimed? They're oimed not to be eaten on Shabbos. They're oimed to sell. Afal PK, Rav Shimon holds, good, it's oimed to be eaten, but if the necessity arises, he always had in the back of his mind that he has a backup. That means he has tomorrow. If the necessity will arise, so there's a subconscious kavanah that will have these tomorrow to eat. So it's also called minamuchen. Since they're going to be eaten, so that's also called minamuchen. Rabbi Yehuda, that's not called minamuchen because poshet it's oimet not to be eaten, it's oimet to be sold. That's tamri the iske. Now let's talk about this chicken. We have here this chicken is similar to tamri the iske. This chicken is oimet to be matel bayim. But also, you could still shech the chicken also. What will be if a necessity will arise? That he needs chicken. So in the back of his mind, there was always, no, I could always use this chicken. If I'll be in a pinch, I could always use this chicken. So according to Rav Shimon, the chicken is in muktzeh. It's a muktzeh. According to Rav Yehuda, the chicken is muktzeh. So now the Gemara wants to say, so now we'll try to explain the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. What's the kasha? Dilme Beishamai less lehu muktzeh. Maybe Beishamai holds like Rabbi Shimon. So this Tanagoilis is not called Muktzeh. So what's your problem? So I say, why are you asking my Tamayu the Beishamai? Maybe Beishamai holds like Rav Shimon. He doesn't hold that it is Muktzeh. Let us see Rashi. Leslu Muktzeh, the Dilme ke Rav Shimon Tzvirulu. Maybe Beishamai holds like Rav Shimon. If there's leftover shemen in the ner, you're not allowed to use it. Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not minamuchon. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, matter. Rabbi Shimon holds that is not considered muktzeh. So what's your problem? So we'll say it's speaking about a tanegoilis or imedis lagadol beim. According to Rav Shimon and Beis Shammai, it is not muktzeh. According to Beis Hillel and Rav Yehuda, it is muktzeh. So what's the problem? My kushya, Dilma Beis Shammai, less lo muktzeh. What's your kushya, my tamayu de Beis Shammai? So the Gemara answers, no. Kasal ke daito. Afilu man the shori bemukze, afilu the man the yama that holds that mukze is mutter benoilad osa. But noilad is worse than mukze. Noilad is osa. Is therefore maitamayu the beishama. Now let us explain what the Gemara is saying over here. So the Gemara is saying as follows. When we'll be talking about the chicken, can he shech the chicken? Can't he shech the chicken? So you'll tell me, I believe you, according to Rav Shimon, it's a chicken, it's oimed the lahatl bayim, but there was in the back of his mind that it'll be in a pinch he could use it for its meat also. So according to Rav Shimon, the chicken is not muktzeh. You're allowed to shech the chicken in yontif, and you're allowed to eat it. That's no problem. But we're not talking about the chicken now. We're talking about the beyer. Now, was the beyer muchen? The beyer wasn't muchen at all. He didn't know at all if there was a beyer. So since he didn't know at all if there was a beyer, so the beyer is noilad. That means the beyer is much worse than the chicken. The chicken he was aware of, he knew he had a chicken, so even though it's oimed legadol bayim, it's oimed legadol bayim, but according to Rav Shimon, but that's also considered minamuchan. He always thought he'd be able to use it if he'll ever need it. That's also called, it's muchan to be eaten.
So if the Mishnah would tell us as a machlokes, you're allowed to eat the chicken, not allowed to eat the chicken, I'll understand the machlokes beautifully. Beishamay holds like Rab Shimon, you're allowed to eat the chicken. Beisilul holds like Rab Yehuda, you're not allowed to eat the chicken. But the Mishnah is not speaking about the chicken. The Mishnah is speaking about the egg. The egg, afilu, according to Rab Shimon, that's noilot. That means that wasn't here at all. He wasn't aware of the egg. So he never had any kavonah to use the egg. So memela, the egg is not min hamucha. Now we'll come back to this kashi in 1 minute. Let's just see Rashi. Gosal kedaita, the machin held lahochi palchinen maita mayu de beishama. When the Gemara did not understand beishami, the gosal kedaita, the Gemara da filu l'rab Shimon. Afilu Rab Shimon de Shori b'mukti, he's matter the chicken. He's matter tamri de iski, b'noi ledosa. And here Rashi says the whole lomdas we had mentioned before. The ilu b'mukti svirelei, loimakti inish midaite midi de chozilei. Something that could be used, so he didn't take it out of his mind completely that he won't use it. Anything that is possible to use, so, it's not cool to, he has kavone, that he might come to use it. So, memela, so the chicken is in mukze. Av neilat, lehavi yodat in a heavy daiti alavi. But neilat, something which came on this world, he didn't know bechlal, that there would be an egg. So how could you say that lemaximi daita, he didn't know about it. So there was no das at all to use this egg, because he was unaware that there'll be an egg. If he's unaware that there'll be an egg, so memela, the egg is noilat, and therefore, the egg should be also according to Rab Shimon. I feel according to Rab Shimon. That is the Gemara's kasha. Now, before we go further, I'd like to say over a kasha of the Marsha, which is a Moiridike kasha. So the Marsha asks as follows. What is the problem? We had mentioned before, if the chicken, the egg we always knew was noilad. We always knew that the egg was noilad. And I feel if it's speaking about a chicken that's oimed la'achila, but the egg is noilad. He never knew that there's going to be an egg. But what did we say? But we said it's uchle da'afris. That means, but he had intentions to eat the chicken. So that what he had intentions to eat the chicken and the egg was in the chicken, so Memelet considered that the egg was minamuchan because he had intentions to eat the chicken. So Memelet, the egg is part of the chicken. So Memelet, so the egg was muchan to be eaten as part of the chicken. That's what we said before. So therefore, the egg is minamuchan not because he knew it's going to come out. It's minamuchan because he had intentions to eat the chicken. So now, I feel like we're speaking about the chicken is oimed legadl bay. The chicken is oimed legadl bay. So memele, the chicken is not oimed to be. But according to Rab Shimon, it's not mukze. That means, what did Rashi say? Loimatzi inish midaite midi dechozle. This chicken, even though it's oimed legadl bayim, but it's my atzi inish midaite. That means, that there's a possibility this chicken might be eaten. And that's why the chicken is not mukze. And that's why the chicken is called minamuchan. Frag the Marsha, so if the chicken is minamuchan, so the bay is also minamuchan. Just like we said before. So what's the problem over here? This kasha the Marsha asks. The teretz of the Marsha, the Maamshiv seems to be Mevaya, the Teretz. The Teretz is that there's a difference between something that's oimed to be eaten and something that could be eaten, and it's that makes it minamuchan, and it's not mukta, but it's not oimed to be eaten. The Maamshiv says as follows. If the chicken is oimed to be eaten, so it's oimed, the chicken is oimed to be eaten on Yom Tov. He intends to eat this chicken on Yom Tov. If he intends to eat this chicken on Yontif, so he intends to eat the chicken with, and including everything which is in the chicken, which includes the egg which is in the chicken. So the egg is also minamuchan. The egg is, was aimed to be eaten because he's going to eat everything. He intends to eat the chicken and that whatever is in the chicken on Yontif. That's called, so that makes the egg minamuchan. But if the chicken is not aimed to be eaten, if you ask him, is the chicken aimed to be eaten? No, it's not aimed to be eaten. It's a tanagelis haimedes legadel bayim. So if it's haimedes legadel bayim, but afal pike, if he wants to eat the chicken, it's not called mukze because it's considered minamuchan because the way Rashi says. The loymakze inish midaita midi, it's not called mukze. It's not called that I had no intentions of eating it. There's a possibility, a subconscious possibility that I might come to eat it. That makes it ois mukze. It has a shem mucham. But since it was not oimet to be eaten, so we cannot consider that the egg is mucham. He was unaware of the egg. And the chicken mitzad atzma is not oimet to be eaten. So that cannot give on the egg a shem muchan, and therefore it is called noilet. That is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara is asking, so Beishamai is, what is the kasha was, even though he doesn't hold of mukze, but noilet everyone holds. That's what the Gemara says. Kosal kedaita, afilu man, the shori b'mukze b'noila dosa. Everyone knows noila is dosa. There is no because noila, like Rashi says, like habi yoda, then habi dati elavi. So noila is zicher dosa. Is my tamayu de beishamai.